Let me say hello to Dr. Michael McKenna. Dr. McKenna, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Viagra is now going to be sold over the counter for the first time after reclassification.
Yes, news to me. I read this on the BBC website myself only yesterday. I suppose it's a cautious welcome for this.
When you say a cautious welcome, is there a demand? Is there a particular demand for Viagra in Northern Ireland, or a lot of men using it?
It's used, as we know, for men who suffer from erectile difficulties, and that crosses a wide spectrum in terms of age. So it can impact from the young man right through to men in their. In their 60s, 70s, and even their 80s, so we would see this fairly regularly coming in. It's an embarrassing subject, and there are many men who don't wish to discuss it with their family doctor, and this is primarily the reason why it's moving to enable men to buy it over the counter.
Yeah, but I've also read the article. You know, we're all probably getting to the age where we're thinking, oh my goodness me, is Viagra available over the counter? So, you know, if you get to an age whereby you're galloping towards the pension and there is the reality that a new lease of life exists just by going to your chemist, I think you should keep in mind you've got to liaise with the health professional across the counter. You, from my reading of it, you just can't go in and buy it like a smarty tube.
No, absolutely, and it will be set up in circumstances that are reasonably strict. So the chemist will have to take some time to take a medical history from the individuals who are coming in to purchase the medication. I suppose when you look at the people who fed back into the when it was put out for. When they asked, was it okay to do this, they got feedback some negative feedback from the pharmacy quarter, interestingly, who were concerned that people may misrepresent their symptoms coming forward. Yes, there will have to be some sort of barrier and some sort of appropriate screening to be able to make sure that people who are getting the medication are the right people.
I would have thought it would have been easier for a man to talk to his doctor as opposed to talk to maybe a relatively young pharmacist. You would go in and think, oh my goodness, I'm not telling him or her my personal details. But there's the other side that you've suggested there. There'll be young men going in who don't actually need Viagra, but who'll think it's going to add to the experience if they do take it and almost have it as a party drug. That's a concern, isn't it?
Well, there is. I mean, that is a phenomenon. We do know that that Viagra has been used in this way and misused in this way by men who have no erectile problems and use it to enhance the experience in the bedroom, as it were.
Yeah, on behalf of all men of the right age, how much does it cost?
Well, it's actually come down considerably in price since it moved to what's called generic form. So. There are other manufacturers who make it, and they make it under the name Sildenafil, which is the non-branded version. So I believe it's about £3.15 or something for 450 milligram tablets, just off the top of my head now. I might need to be corrected on that. The pharmacist may, of course, charge a dispensing fee on top of that.
Yeah, but it means it's very accessible to all men, and as men get older, they may have a need for it. Is there an alternative available that satisfies women's demands, or is that still a pipe dream?
That's still very much in the research and development stage. There's nothing currently available for women that is prescribable that I'm aware of.
So your advice is to anyone considering racing down to the pharmacy, be aware of the medical step that you're taking. Be absolutely certain that you need it. Be prepared to answer some questions with the pharmacist, but in the ideal world, have a yarn with your GP.
Well, have a yarn with the GP. I suppose, I mean, one of the reasons, another reason why this was put into an over-the-counter status is because it takes a step away. So it saves the journey for the person coming to the GP, getting a prescription, and then taking that back to the pharmacist when they're having to pay for the drug in many instances anyway. So that it just removes that step. So in the first instance, if people are worried, by all means, yes, have a conversation with your general practitioner.
And the reclassification, what's actually meant by that when you reclassify something? It's seen not to be such a serious drug, is that right?
Well, Viagra or Sildenafil has been around for 20 years now, so we know that it's very safe. And there are very few side effects. And in fact, there are only about 1 in 100 people will get side effects from this medication, and they are pretty mild. So some headache, some flushing would be the most common ones. So when you have had experience of medication for that period of time, then it's reasonable to have a look at it and make it available over the counter in the same way that you can do this with other medications, for example, omeprazole for stomach problems, some migraine preparations. So it's seen to be a natural kind of move in terms of getting medication like this.
Okay. Dr. McKenna, thanks for coming on. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dr. Michael McKenna, Belfast GP. So Viagra is going to be available across the counter at the pharmacy. But, you know, you have to think it is a tablet. It is medication. Take the right steps. Take the right advice. Because, you know, you take the wrong step, you'll end up being hard on yourself.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Frank.
You're listening to the doctor there, Sinead. You wanted to make a point.
I was indeed. You were saying about there was no equivalent for women in regards to Sildenafil. Excuse me, I've got a cold. And there actually is. I'm actually taking a product at the moment called Teosal, and it's like it's testosterone, but it can be used for women. I actually heard about this from America on a magazine, and they said you couldn't get it here in the UK, and I was talking to my doctor, and she remembered reading the same article, and she checked it out, and I was able to get it, and it very much does work.
How does it benefit you, Sinead? It's very obvious how Viagra benefits a man with erectile dysfunction, but how does it benefit
right.
you?
It helps women with their libido.
So as a result, they feel more interested in what they're doing?
Well, yes, it means that they haven't completely lost their sex drive. I think when women reach a certain age, that's one of the problems that does happen to them. And I think that also falls heavily on relationships, where if one person is interested and the other person isn't, I think it's very sad for a lot of women, because people think, oh, they've gone off it, and, you know, their men stray and whatever else happens in that situation. I think that if there's a product there that a lot of women would be interested in using, then they should use it. And I think that it helps in so many ways. And also, I think if you've got a healthy relationship, you're happier and healthier for longer, and your relationship's more stable.
Just very briefly, does nature not tell us that we get too old for it, and that's why there shouldn't be Viagra or your drug?
I don't know that I would agree with that. I think if you have a healthy sex life, I think that no matter what age you are, I think that can only benefit your longevity.
That's a very good point, Sinead. Thank you very much indeed. Do you agree with Sinead? You can let us know.